This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Some rain in the forecast, but that's not going to take away from the vibe inside of the building when the match starts. How you feeling?
Yeah, feeling good. I mean, it's a bonus game at home, isn't it? When we spoke last week, we were hoping that we'd get our business done, and then it was fortunate for us that NYC lost that gave us a chance to host this game. So exciting to have another game in front of the 17s, and yeah, it's going to be hopping tomorrow. I thought last week the atmosphere was incredible. It really was. It was, you know, just loud, 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 and it was incredible.
And to see the goals the way they were scored, too. We almost had a repeat of the Escobar shot. And then, you know, just to see Julian Gressel and everything he's a part of. You know, first, a beautiful touch to get it just under the crossbar for the first goal.
Yeah, it was a great team goal, wasn't it? I mean, it was a superb pass by Pitti, but it was a great run also by Joseph. He took two of their defenders with him, and it sort of Pitti gave a no-look pass out to Julian. And there was still a lot of work to be done. He chipped it over, it kissed the crossbar and went into the net, and that was just what we needed, you know, to get that first goal. And then our defence, which we knew we were under the gun a little bit with the changes we've had to make. I thought Mikey Ambrose came in and did a sterling job, to say that was his first game since July. Pogba did a great job too. I mean, everybody to a man worked really hard. And then, you know, Joseph, classic Joseph, isn't he? Misses a couple of ones that normally he'd score in his sleep, and then he smashes that one in, which was just an unbelievable finish. And, you know, that felt good, because at two goals up, you felt like, okay, it feels a little bit more relaxing for that last few minutes.
Darren, what is the latest on the injuries with Miles and anybody else for that matter? Parkey, I mean, what do we have going into this match?
Look, I mean, Miles is out for the game. Parkey's sort of day-to-day, so we're just going to have to take a look on him. But it's, you know, it's tough. We knew that we had that problem really going into the playoffs. And like I said, it's been a great job, I think, from the coaching staff and the players to just step up and deal with it. And at this stage, no one's going to feel sorry for you. Everyone's got their own issues and crosses to bear. We've just got to try and get the best team we can out there and give it a go. And it's a one-off match. We're at home, which is a good advantage for us. But look, we're playing against a tough team. They haven't lost in 12 games. It's their longest unbeaten streak. They're a team like us that's got experience of big match games. You know, they've made the MLS Cup final two out of the last 3 years and won it once. So, you know, this is a tough team, make no mistake about it. But you know, we feel good at home, and I think, you know, we're going to give it our all, and fingers crossed we can get the lucky breaks and find a way to get into another MLS Cup final.
It is Darren Eales with us, guys, president of Atlanta United, here in studio, brought to you by Aaron's, because we were talking about like a baseball analogy, like the Nationals, the Cardinals, the hot team. They have Altidore, who may or may not play, looks like he's going to be out, and they've still been able to battle injuries and overcome it. We played these guys up in Toronto. That was when we were kind of like still finding our direction, and that was the game where Pitti missed the free kick, right? That was the
penalty right at the end, yeah.
We have the same official, Alan, now don't get you in trouble with MLS, but Alan Kelly will be the man in charge. Do you find that unusual that we got the same guy that worked our regular season game call in the championship?
Yeah, I mean, it's interesting. It depends. In different leagues, they do it different ways. But look, I mean, I think in that game, ultimately, we had that chance to get a draw. It was a shame, because it was, if you remember, the final whistle went, and then they actually had VAR, and they called it back for a penalty. So it was an unusual circumstance where everybody had to trot back out onto the pitch to take the penalty. And look, I think that game was illustrative for us, because at the time they had Pozuelo playing as a false nine as well, which is something I think we're going to have to look at, depending on whether Altidore's fit or not. So, you know, we'll take our learnings from that game. But look, it's a fresh game. And to be fair, you know, having seen what's been happening with VAR in the Premier League, I think, you know, the MLS, we're in a pretty good place with our officials.
It is Darren Eales, guys, here on Dukes and Bell. Can you give us any insight into Julian Gressel's situation? Obviously, you are aware, I'm sure, that he was asked about the contract situation. He said he didn't want to talk about it. Mike, was the quote that he didn't want to get upset?
Yeah, he said he didn't want to get upset. So we said, a lot of listeners said, hey, if you talk to Darren, I mean, obviously we know what this guy means, but what, if anything, can you tell us about where it's going?
Yeah, no, I mean, look, we put a hold on it till the end of this season. We're in the middle of playoffs and we're focused. We did this last year as well. This is a time for us to focus on the team, and Julian understands that as well. You know, he's been a superb player for us. I mean, when you think back to picked at number 8 in the draft, in that first draft that we had, and, you know, he's been a great team player and a great guy. So he's someone, obviously, that we'll talk to in the offseason.
In the future plans?
Of course, yeah.
Okay. Just, I mean, it's one of those things where everybody's trying to figure out what the deal is. As far as Frank DeBoer, he thanked you. He thanked the organization for giving him time and space. He said he did not get that in EPL or his other situations. Was that ever a conversation, now that we're at this point, that you know, or you guys were having conversations internally about Frank? Or was this always where you felt like, we just got to give him the time necessary and things will work itself out?
Yeah, I think it's always been that. And I think, to be fair to you guys, I talk to you every week, and that's what we've been saying right from the very start. I think, you know, it's interesting when we go back to it. We had a long chat about the culture, and I said this when we interviewed Frank. He was just as much interviewing us for the culture. And I think, you know, we'd explained to him that we had a vision. We explained to him, you know, what we were, our expectations were, but also that these things take time. And we had challenges. We all had to go through it. I think as a club, myself in particular, you know, I've talked about how Champions League, until you've played in it, it's easy to sort of talk about what you think you're going to do. But then when you actually play in it and you have to deal with the travel, with the fact that you start with a preseason that's shortened compared to the Mexican clubs or Costa Rican clubs. So I think all of us, fans, the club, players, coaching staff, go through that learning experience. And, you know, the whole plan that we had was for a long-term vision. So there was never going to be a doubt that we were going to press the button. But I do think, look, it's easy to talk the talk. You've got to walk the walk as well. And I do think we've come out of this as a club stronger because, you know, we've been through that and we've shown that, you know, we say what we say and then we keep our word.
Right. And you also find a way to win, which means something to you, the other competitions. We've talked about it, Campeones and obviously U.S. Open Cup, hardware, and hopefully we're going for the big one with MLS. Darren Eales is in studio, brought to you by Aaron's. We talked all last week about Pity. We asked the guys, are we going to see Pity? We didn't know if we're going to have a Pity party. And he shows up, and he shows up in a big way and creates that his first goal for Julian.
Yeah, look, and think, you know, Pity's a big-time player, isn't he? We've seen that in the games that he's had. You know, his strongest performances has been like Campeones Cup or U.S. Open Cup. You know, those big matches, because he's played in a heck of a lot of them with River Plate, you know, in terms of the Copa Libertadores and huge matches. So, you know, he's a big-time player for us. And, you know, if he gets that opportunity tomorrow, I'm sure he's going to sort of grasp the nettle again and have another great game. But that's part of the intangible. You know, it's one thing to have talent. It's another thing to have that will and the collective sort of nous to get results. And I think as a squad, we've shown that over the last sort of 2.5, nearly 3 seasons now, that when the games come that matter, we've had teams that have managed to grind it out. And I think that's been sort of encouraging to me as this season's gone on, when those big time games have come up. Yes, we've had the slips. We've had those frustrating games where we thought, oh, crumbs, you know, where did that performance come from? But when it's a cup final, we're up there ready for it and we get the win. We're now in the playoffs and we haven't conceded a goal yet, notwithstanding that Miles, arguably one of our better defenders of the season, and he just made the best 11 for MLS, is out. So we've been able to deal with that adversity, not feel sorry for ourselves, and grind out results, which is a great trait to have.
Congratulations to Miles, by the way. I did see that. That's a great honor for him. Only great things to come for him. What's your biggest concern heading into this match, specifically with this team?
I think, look, I mean, sometimes you get teams that you feel like, you know, perhaps you don't match up with as well. And over time, Toronto have certainly given us a couple of bloody noses. We all remember the game at the end of the regular season last year when we thought we were going to be going for the records points total in the Shield, and they just sort of were having a disappointing season, but they raised their game and gave us a thumping. So, you know, they're just a good, organized team that's been in big games. So I think, you know, from that perspective, we're not dealing with a side that's perhaps never been there before. So I don't think we're going to get a team that freezes on the occasion. So we're going to have to be at our very best. They've got a good coach in Greg Vanney who organizes his team. They've got some talented players, you know, Pozuelo, the guts he had in the game against NYC to sort of chip it down the middle was pretty ballsy of him. So I think, you know, they're a team that's got the sort of the ability and the nous, and we're going to be at the top of our game if we're going to beat them.
It is Darren Eales with us, guys, brought to you by Aaron's. And again, a big, gritty win against a big team, too. I mean, watching Philadelphia in person, they're big. These guys have got some size, too. Now, again, more about the set pieces, you worry about it. But, you know, Bradley's kind of a good-sized dude as well. They got some size.
Yeah, no, absolutely. And, you know, it's a good point you raised there. You know, set pieces, we've got to be focused on those. You know, it's just the little details at this stage in the season that, you know, one goal could be enough to swing it one way or the other. So we've got to have that 100% focus and make sure right from the first whistle we're committed and we're focused and there's no silly mistakes.
Darren, what do you think, as preliminary reports have come out about Atlanta United considering launching a professional women's team here in Atlanta, NWSL, what do you think about the possibility of this really happening?
Yeah, look, it's something that's on our radar. I've spoken about this before. It's clearly, you know, the women's game is growing and it's something that's on our radar and something that we'll be considering. But, you know, no different from what we did with Atlanta United. You know, if we're going to do something and when we pull the trigger, it's going to be done the right way, the proper way, as we built Atlanta United. And I think that's really important that if it's something that we decide to do, that we do it with, you know, the full resources of, you know, Arthur and the the Atlanta United team to make sure that it's a success. We don't want to do something that's half-baked or something that's not ready at the time. So it's important that when we do, you know, make that decision, we're doing it at the right time to make sure we're successful.
You know, it's funny you brought it up early in the conversation. We talk about looking back at March or in February. Remember Carl and I on the radio, this isn't the United we're used to. And it has been a work in progress. I mean, there's so many moments. We go back to like when we talked about the Philly matchup last week. When we played Philly in March, we're a completely different squad. You know, the depth. And I think one thing we always turn to is we've got guys on the bench which can start for other teams. Whether it's Tito, and I think that's another thing. The way that Frank DeBoer has incorporated the subs and just knowing when to pull the right trigger. You know, like the first week when you had Pogba come off the bench with Tito.
Yeah, look, and it's funny in soccer, and I've had this in, you know, past experiences at other clubs as well. You know, as a fan base, you know the players way better than the coach coming in because you've been watching them over the years.
What is he doing?
Yeah, and it's remarkable. You know, there's always going to be an element of taking time, and, you know, I think it's been a two-way process throughout the season that, you know, the players getting to know the coaching staff and what they expect, and likewise, you know, the coaches understanding the players and understanding MLS. And I think we're in a good place now where we've seen that with the performances from the team, the coaching substitutions, just the way that we've been tactically set up. We're seeing that sort of vindication, might be too strong a word, but the progression over the season that's put us in good place. And, you know, the other thing is we're always focused quite rightly, you know, on results, but it's everything in the background. You know, that's the really important thing for us as we look to build a dynasty. It's not just about what's happening on the first team. It's what's happening with the academy. Are we bringing youngsters through? Players like Miles Robinson, which is really important to the club in the long term. You know, how are we looking at the squad, not for the next window, but for the next 3, 4, 5, 6 windows?
Right.
So that's all going on in the background. And I think, you know, with the fans, you know, they can be assured that, you know, whatever's happening on the pitch, we're working in the background to make Atlanta United, you know, the best club it can be. And hopefully, like I said, to be a team that creates a dynasty in MLS and is always there competing for the cups. And I think, you know, whatever happens this year, of course, we want to go there and win MLS Cup. And that's our focus. That's our goal. But whatever happens, we've got two in the bag already. We've qualified for Champions League. And I think, you know, whatever happens, we can look back on this season with satisfaction to say, okay, it's another step in our learning curve. Doesn't mean we're not happy if we don't win it, but at least we've put some trophies in the cabinet, and now it's about building ready for next year.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with 3 rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.